Amen.
Thank you, Brother Leroy. My double brother there. I'm proud of him. Marvelous and wonderful. Singing for the Lord. Amen. Got your Bibles this morning? Turn with me to Luke chapter number 7. As we look into the Word of God. Luke chapter number 7. Luke chapter number 7. Good to be back at the house of the Lord, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Luke 7, begin reading at verse number 36. I'd just like to read the remainder of the chapter. One of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. He went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. Behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat in the meat at the Pharisee's house, bought an alabaster box of ointment, stood at his feet behind him weeping, began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, anointing them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she's a sinner. Might stop and say he did know. Amen. Yes, he does. And I'm glad he didn't turn us away, call we sinners, but none got in there. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. He said, Master, say on. See, don't even know who the woman was, but he knew what he was even thinking. Because he spoke within himself, talking to himself. But he said, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed on one 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore which of them will love him most. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he whom is forgave most, he forgave most. He said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, see thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. He said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? He said unto the woman, thy faith hath saved thee, go in peace. Would you pray with us this morning? God, I want to thank you for another blessed opportunity you've given us to come back to your house, break forth the bread of life, that you've laid upon our hearts. And God, we pray that you let her go forth this morning with power and conviction and convincing power. Hide us behind the cross of Calvary that Jesus may be glorified. Thank you, Father, what you've done for us and what he's done for this lady, woman here. Thank you for your love and mercy and forgiveness in me. We praise you for it. Now speak to us this morning. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I'd like to share with you a little this morning. Just think about three things. One of them was proud-hearted Pharisee. And a broken-hearted sinner. And you know something else? A loving-hearted Savior. But let's talk about the Pharisee. Now, Jesus, he'd invited Jesus over to his house. I thought about a lot of time. Wonder why he did that. But yeah, I don't know what his motive behind it, what it was, but I know one thing. He desired that he would go, or what it said in verse number 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would be eat with him. But he desired Jesus to come to his house. But I tell you what he did desire. I don't think he much liked that woman being there. But I'm glad that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I'm glad that he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And so we see in this passage of Scripture, we see this Pharisee. You know what Jesus said about the Pharisees? He said, he told some of them that he was preaching, teaching one day. He said, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven. You say, well, how about the Pharisees? You say they had Pharisees and some of them were Sadducees. But you know what you thought about the Pharisees? They had their own righteousness. They didn't think they needed the righteousness of Christ. That's what Paul was saying when he said in Romans the 10th chapter, March prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. He said they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, not according to truth. He said they go about to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. And so the Pharisees had a righteousness of their own. They thought by keeping this and doing this and the rules and the relation they had, this was going to save them, to get them in. But that won't do it. No, never will. And so that's what the Pharisees are. Listen, they're thinking that they're going in their own ways, in their own goodness. But I'll tell you something. There's not one of us here this morning could ever get good enough. Listen, to not one of us to go to heaven on our own will never happen. I'll just tell you, I used to say this. I'm good as that and sitting over in the church. But you know what I found out? God won't judge me on him or her. I found out one day that I needed a Savior. But the Pharisees, well, he was proud. He was proud-hearted, hard-hearted, and he's cold-hearted. You know what? He had no desire really to see anything done for that poor woman that came into his house that day. So we see the hard-hearted of the Pharisee. But thank God there's more than that. I'm glad there's more in this passage of Scripture. I'm glad, thank God, that they are. And he said, there's a woman came into his house, which was a sinner. You know what? Let me say this. The Pharisee was a sinner. He knew that this woman was a sinner, but he didn't know that he was a sinner himself. No wonder one of the old men of God said, a precious thing is someone that you can find the sinner. Someone that God has convicted and converted and convinced that he was a sinner or she was a sinner. They help us sinners. And this woman was a sinner. But listen, that's the reason she got some help and the Pharisee didn't get any help. Listen to what he said. There was a woman that came in his house and she was a sinner. She knew that Jesus said it meet the Pharisee's house. She knew he was there. She was going where he was. She no doubt heard him preach somewhere, there teach and preach. Might have been in the streets or somewhere else, but she'd heard about him. And she was going there. And she went prepared. She went with her alabaster box full to anoint him. Hallelujah. Yes, she did. Look at this. And she stood at his feet behind him, weeping. She didn't run up by proud hearted. She didn't run up by like she was worthy. She got about as low as she can get. She got down at his feet. And she stood behind him at his feet and weeping. Anytime you weep enough to wash somebody's feet with it, she's pretty broken hearted. The Pharisee what? He was proud-hearted, but she had a heart that was broken. I don't have a lot of confidence, really I don't, in dried repentance. You won't see, but I'm not saying everybody got to weep like this, but I want to tell you something. When God pricked my heart, I wept. And this woman wept. She wept and stood at his feet, and she was weeping, crying. She was crying. And she began to wash his feet with her tears. Hallelujah. She washed his feet with her tears. I believe she had tears of repentance, tears of remorse. She had tears of sorrow. She was sorry for her past life. She was a sinner. She knew it. Pharisee knew it. Probably the whole town knew it. But she knew it. That's what counted. And she got some help. You sitting here this morning? Do you come to realize you're a sinner? I can tell you, you will never get saved. Never until you realize you're a sinner. So look what it said. His feet washed them with her tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head. Can you believe that? She got down there and was weeping and washing and took her hair and wiping his feet. Boy, she was, what's this a sign of? Her humbleness? Her heartbrokenness? Getting down before the Lord? She realized, she was saying, I'm not worthy. I'm just a sinner. I'm just a sinner. Amen. And so what man or woman is this that, look what he said. And then she not only washed his feet with the tears, wiped them with the hair of her head, but she anointed them with ointment. She washed them, dried them off, and poured ointment on them. His feet. You know, in Old Testament time, they washed the saints' feet, didn't they? Some still do. Boy, I'd be humble, wouldn't it? You ever been in the foot washing? I have been in a few. That's humbling. But here she is. What a blessing to be able to wash the Savior's feet. Drying with her hair, then pouring ointment on them. But something happened then. Now come back to Pharisee back. Which had bidden him saw it. Now notice what he said in verse number 39. He spake within him what? Self. He might as well go ahead and blattered it out. Because Jesus knew what he was saying in himself. Well, I always said it can make it even double worse. But if you're thinking something, he already knows it. Sometimes we'd be riding down the road and Carol said, what you thinking? I said, well, sometimes I'd think and see what I was thinking. You ever done that? But you know what comes in my mind? She don't know what I'm thinking all the time. I don't know what she's thinking all the time, but I'm the one that does. That's the Lord. Don't he? Yes, he does. But he was thinking in himself and speaking with himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what man or woman this is that touched him. He did know, I said a while ago, he was saying to him, if he must not be no prophet, he wouldn't have anything to do with that woman. But I want to keep emphasizing, I'm glad he has something to do with sinners. Hallelujah. I'm glad he does. He knew exactly who she was, what sin she'd committed, but he still loved her, and he still let her touch him and wash his feet. And thank God, this an old Pharisee was one that was a missing out on it. This woman got what she came at her. She did. Hallelujah. She got it. She sure did. He said, but listen to what Jesus said back to him, to the hard-hearted Pharisee. Jesus answered and said unto Simon, I've something what to say unto thee. And of course, Simon said, Master, say on. Just go ahead. He tells us a parable. He says something. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. One owed him 500 pence, another 50. And when they had nothing to pay. Now this woman had nothing to pay for her sins. Neither did the Pharisee have anything to pay for her sins. Neither did I have anything to pay for my sin. Neither did you have anything to pay for your sins. They paid for the cross of Calvary. And when you had nothing to pay, we owed a debt. A car used to sing we couldn't pay. It was growing bigger and bigger every day. But thank God, He paid it for us. He paid my sin debt. And He said there was one that had. And so I want to thank God. Maybe some of you didn't have much to be forgiven for. But I had enough and a pile of it and a bunch of it. And thank God I've been loving Him ever since. He said, if you've been forgiven much, you'll love me much. Been given little, you love me little. You've been forgiven. But He said, two debtors. We had a debt. Sin debt. Couldn't pay it. Growing bigger every day. But Jesus. Thank God. Had a debt. And they had nothing to pay. What did He do? He frankly, out loud, on purpose, forgave them both. Folks, this woman came here and she found repentance. She repented of her sin. Then I'm saying the next thing she found was pardon. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. What does pardon mean? Forgiveness of sins. It's when a person in authority reverses a guilty sentence and sets them free. What did Jesus do for me? He took a no condemned sinner. Judged and condemned already. Guilty of sin. Guilty of transgressing the laws of God. Guilty and deserving hell. He pardoned me. Thank God He pardoned me. Had nothing to pay with. Hallelujah. He paid it for me. He pardoned me. Set me free. Just like I never sinned. Whew. Folks, that dancing ground. That shouting ground. Hallelujah. He set me free. He set me free. That song we sing. Thank God He did. Didn't have anything to pay Him. Didn't have anything to offer Him. Couldn't appease Him. Couldn't keep the law. Couldn't satisfy the demands of an holy God. But He, through the marvelous grace of God, paid the debt for me. And forgive me. Didn't have a way I could get out of it without it. Jesus paid it all. Thank God that He did. I won't go down through this. Look at it. He said, which had two debtors, they said they had nothing to pay with. He gave both of them. Now, when He forgives us, He does it fully. And He does it somewhat freely. You know, sometimes you can take out bought some trucks in 1980, and I had to get some kind of life insurance thing on them. Something happened to me, they'd be paid for. Thank God it didn't. I'd rather the paid stayed and paid for them. And did, thank God. But you know what? Here, this passage of Scripture is telling us something. When God forgives us, it's free forever, and the debt's clear. Thank you. What a blessing. It really gets dawned on you, you're going to like it. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. He forgave both of them freely. I didn't have to pay interest on it. Nope. Didn't have to come back and make payments on it. It gone. That's right. That's fixing to say that. Went on it freely and fully, but forever. Forever! Forever! He's Jesus Christ, they gone. You got some of you saying, I wonder, hope he don't come crawling back up. They, you know where he did them, put them behind his back, never remember no more, put them in the sea of forgiveness. Listen, God is not going to drag them back up, thank God, under the blood. What a Savior. Freely, fully, and forever, he forgave this broken-hearted sinner. Guilt's gone. Thank you, brother. Amen to that. You don't have to go around being condemned and guilt, feeling guilty. Gone, yes, gone. You don't have to worry about it. Don't have to live with it. You don't have to run around with your head stuck down either. You can hold it up. I've been forgiven. I don't care what the Pharisees say. Don't care what the Pharisees thought about the woman. Listen, but listen, Jesus thought different about her. Matter of fact, I was thinking about, you know, when they brought a woman to him and caught her in adultery one time. They was fixing to stone her. They called trying to see what Jesus said about it. You know what he said? You, without sin, cast what? The first stone. He got out and wrote on the ground. Don't know exactly what he wrote on the ground. But I do know this. When he looked up, woman, where are the accusers? Where are they? They couldn't stay there and accuse her because they were just as guilty as she was. Here's a woman that was a sinner. Then go on down to the scripture, you'll find he forgave both of them. And Simon said, oh, I reckon one's going to love more that you forgave more. Thank God for the love. No wonder. Listen, we that have been forgiven of our sins got a love in our hearts toward him. But it's because he first loved us. Didn't he? He sure did. Yes. So Jesus said, you rightly judge it. But I want to tell you something, verse 44, he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, see thou this woman. Now I read this passage, I don't know how many times, but when I read it again this week, that stuck out in my heart. He looked at the woman, he turned to her, and he said unto Simon, Simon, do you see this woman? He saw her as she used to be, but Jesus saw her what she could be and was going to be. He said, you see this woman? If he could really see that woman, he could really see beyond what's her past life. But he couldn't see beyond her past life. He couldn't really see. Well, you know what Jesus sees? Miss Joan was telling us about some of the kids that we're getting in church up yonder. I mean, where are they coming from? But listen, I'm going to tell you something. May God bless them to keep trying to help them. Because I look at sometimes around a lot of kids, I see what hope, what chance, what hope they have in God. He said, Simon, you see the woman? Look at her. Well, first of all, we need to look at the sinners through the eyes of Jesus. Don't we? He said, do you see this woman? Then he came to the island, to the house, I gave her no water. Didn't wash my feet, didn't listen, none of that. But she washed my feet with her tears, wiped them the hairs of her head, gave me no kiss with this woman since the time I came in, not ceased to kiss my feet. But said, Simon, you didn't do any of this. Was she doing that? Is that what saved her? No, we're going to get down a record. You'll see what saved her. It was her faith. Look at verse number 47. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loveth much, and to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth her, loveth little. And he said unto her, verse number 48, thy sins are forgiven. Not only a brokenhearted sinner, but you see a tender, loving-hearted Savior. You know what he said? I'm going to forgive you because you got a few sins. And what he said? What did he say about it? He said, thy sins are many. whether there be many or whether there be few, whether they piled upon one another for years, I still want to say to you, God forgives sin. Yes, He does. Thank God He does. That's what Jesus said to him. He said, "Well, if I send thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven." Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? And because they're forgiven, she loveth much. Let me ask you this morning, how much you love the Lord? That's a pretty good sign whether you've been forgiven for your sins or not. But there's something other about it. You just fall in love with Him. Amen. And the more He's forgive you for, the more you want to love Him. Praise God. Well, so. Sure is. Now look what He said. He said unto her, verse 48, "Thy sins are forgiven." And they that sat at meat with Him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? He said unto the woman, "Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace." She found repentance, and she found pardon. And that's all I want to say. He sent her away in peace. We live in a restless world, but thank God there's peace. There's a peace that passeth all understanding. Yes, there are. We have a loving, tender, merciful, hearted Savior. He knows we sin, but He loves us in Him, and He wants to forgive. And here this morning, never have had forgiveness of your sins. He can forgive you, and He will. They didn't understand who in the world is this that can forgive sins too. They've seen Him heal. They said, "Who is this that can forgive sins?" You know why He can forgive sins? He was God manifested in the flesh. Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He forgives sins, and He sends you away in peace. Hallelujah. He sure does. I'll tell you what. Thank God. Not having sins forgiven. You know what? I felt a peace like I had never felt. And thank God. Sometimes I might get a little disturbed. But thank God still got it. Wonderful, wonderful peace that we still got. Let me ask you this. We have woman in this passage of Scripture that was a sinner. My prayer today is that we'll get to see her as Jesus saw her. And we'll get to seeing lost people like He saw her. We know that they've sinned, but so have we. We know that they need help. And we need to love them like Jesus loved them. So He said to her, "Simon, see this woman? You see her? See her? Do you really see her?" You know why I pray? I was reading this passage of Scripture and meditating on the study notes. I said, "Lord, give me the eyes. Let me see through your eyes." The Bible said in Psalm 116, "Precious in the sight of the Lord the death of His saints." But I want to tell you something. A sinner is precious in the eyes of God too. And He wants to save him. He wants to save. Would you come to Him? Would you trust Him? Would you obey Him? Oh, yes. Proud-hearted Pharisee didn't get anywhere with God. But this broken-hearted sinner found peace. She found pardon. She come to the place and repented. God pardoned her and sent her away with peace. You hear this morning, you can go away with peace. You can go away with that peace that passeth all understanding. His grace is sufficient. Would you stand with me this morning?
page 218 in the blue.
He sure did pay it all, didn't he?
Hey.
And all to him we what? Oh. Amen. I hear the same thing,